Now it's time for us to benefit and hear from Sheikh Subhati about the revolution of the history. Sheikh Subhati grew up in the south of Lebanon, where he started his religious studies in 1984. Soon after, he moved to the holy city of Qom and continued his academic journey. After completing his religious studies, Sheikh Subhati returned to the city of Montreal. Sheikh Subhati is a member of the Muslim Congress Scholars of North America and Council of Scholars in Canada. Please join me to welcome Sheikh Subhati.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم فضل بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the Merciful, the Compassionate, dear brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. In the 31st anniversary of the passing away of our beloved scholar, leader, marja, and Imam Khomeini, Ridwanullah Ta'ala Alayh, it's a honor for all of us to revive and commemorate such event by introducing such great personality to our young brothers and sisters who might not have the chance to live the time and the era of Imam Khomeini, Ridwanullah Ta'ala Alayh. So one of the aspects that we could look at in the character of the Imam's movement is relying on the youth, very similarly to the early movement of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was preparing the Arabian Peninsula to receive the great message of Allah by attracting the young people as they have the purified hearts and souls. That's it, have the readiness to serve Islam and to accept the new message with love and passion, bravery and courage. And this is exactly what Imam Khomeini did in the early 70s. When he was surrounded by many Hausa students and university students who were following his teachings and who after constructed the main core of the revolution. That's why we could easily see why many of the scholars who were with the older generation show some kind of precautionary acceptance of Imam movements and teachings while their sons and daughters, the new generation, were those who were ready to sacrifice their life, their time, whatever they have for the sake of Islam. The same thing we need here in our communities is to evaluate the importance of having our brothers, sons, and daughters among those who administrate and run our centers, mosques, Husayniyas, and institutions at large. Because if we're not giving the importance of indulging and giving a role for our young generations in our communities, that means we're not learning from the experience and the legacy of Imam Khomeini and our Masumins as well before. We have many stories, many traditions, which shows clearly that from the beginning of Islam, the focus were to the young people, to Ali alayhi salam, when he was at the early age, the one who's ready to sleep in the place of the Prophet, to offer his life for the Prophet and for Islam. Other companions who were young, who were ready to leave their own homes behind, leave their parents and their tribes, and be the servant of the Islam and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is a clear example. Same times it happened during the time of in Karbala with Imam Hussein alayhi salam, during the time of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. So many lessons are there. And in our time, the closest lessons to our time and age is Imam Khomeini and the experience of the revolution in Iran. So as communities, we have a duty upon all those who came before as founders of the community institutions to pave the road and open the gates to our youngsters and to tell them clearly, you are the leaders of the future. You should take part in all the activities. You should join the administration works. You should be an essential part of all the plannings and programs. Otherwise, we might live in what's been called the generation gap that might lead, la samahallah, to a situation where we lose the spiritual ties, the enthusiasm of serving our communities and societies. We know that the real threat coming from losing our young generation through the soft war that is aiming at taking their identity and destroying the values that they should live with and making them an empty Muslims that Muslims, they live the tradition. They might have some characters of being from Muslim families while living the emptiness, the spiritual emptiness and the theological emptiness that might make them losing the real aims and goals of this life. Living in the era and the time of Imam Khomeini is a great honor to follow such a school, the school of purifying your own hearts and preparing your mind and being skilled to serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through establishing justice among societies and nations. What's going on now in the streets of the United States showed the truthness of the message and the teachings and the call of Imam Khomeini, because he was the one who described this administration as being a Shaitan al-Akbar, as being the superpower who's bringing misery not only to the oppressed people around the world, rather now to their own people. He was the one who set up the character of the real struggle, not between sects, not between religions, not between nations and nationalities, rather between the front of the oppressors and mustakbirin at one hand, from all religion and sects and ethnic backgrounds, against the oppressed, the mustadafin, those who represent the whole people and nations who've been taking advantage of, who've been enslaved, who've been occupied, who've been under the worst conditions of living while they have all the treasures of the world in their land, in their countries, in their homes, but it's been stolen, it's been colonized, it's been taken by those superpowers, and Imam called upon all the oppressors to be united and to rise against those who will not give you sovereignty and freedom for free. They will not let you live and sovereignty and freedom by offering you these valuable things. Imam asked the young people to raise up and to put their efforts together to have the blessings of being the liberators and the defenders of the oppressed all over the world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower the grace upon the departed soul of our beloved Imam and all the martyrs and all those who are still fighting with all their meanings, by the word, by their abilities and capacities to defend Islam, to defend the oppressed, especially the successor of Imam Khomeini, our great leader, Imam Khamenei. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala longer his life. Thank you for listening. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.
I thank Sheikh Subeti for taking time and sending us his recorded video.